It's back to more Ready or Mott with Thomas Mott on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back here on Ready or Mott, live and local inside the Kia Studios. I am your host, Thomas Mott. Teased it during the last segment. Let's go out to the waitfor.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer, and bring in Jake Asman, national host at Sports Map Radio. Jake, great to have you on here on a Saturday. How are you?
Thomas, I'm doing great, my friend. Excited to watch some football later today. Great to be joining you here in Atlanta.
I want to go ahead and just start right off the bat with the Arthur Smith hiring. It's basically less than 24 hours new as the deal officially came in last night. I, for one, just said, massive fan of Arthur Smith. To me, he was, if not the number one coaching candidate on the free agent list going into the head coach search for the Atlanta Falcons, he would at least be top two, top three. Everything I have seen is that Atlanta fans are very, very excited. From the outside looking in, give me your thoughts on Smith coming to Atlanta.
I totally agree. I think the Falcons made a great decision with the hiring of Smith. So I'm a Jet fan, and the two guys that I wanted the Jets to hire was either Robert Saleh, who, of course, they made official the other day that they will be hiring him, or Arthur Smith. I just love the fact that Smith has paid his dues as a coach. I love the fact that he has clearly shown the ability to get the most out of a quarterback. We've seen Ryan Tannehill play at an elite level now over the last 2 years. Derrick Henry was good before Smith took over, but he has ascended into arguably the best running back in the NFL. And I just think you listen to what players have said about Arthur Smith and his colleagues have said about Arthur Smith, the leadership qualities he brings. I think, of course, his specialty will be offense, but I think he possesses the ability, you know, to be that CEO personality and oversee the whole team. And correct me if I'm wrong, Thomas, I think the fact that the Falcons finally have, you know, an offensive-minded coach for what, the first time in 30 years? Yeah. I think that's got to make Falcons fans really excited. I think they nailed it with this hire.
Any team can go from worst to first any given year in the National Football League. You draft well, you sign free agents. I mean, Jacksonville, for all intents and purposes, could draft Trevor Lawrence. They obviously have Urban Meyer. All this cap space, they spin around and win the AFC South next year. Who knows? From the outside looking in, how do you view the current state of the 4-12 Atlanta Falcons now with Arthur Smith? Is this a football team that with a couple of right moves, a couple of Pro Bowlers being drafted this year, can suddenly compete in the division, compete in the conference? How do you view them today, January 16th, the overall view of the Atlanta Falcons?
Yeah, I'm fascinated by what they do going forward. Obviously, they have a very good quarterback still on their team in Matt Ryan, who is getting up there in age, and they do have the fourth pick in the draft. And if there is a quarterback sitting there at four, would they pull the trigger, or would they take that fourth pick, maybe trade down, get more assets, or use that fourth pick on getting, you know, a big-time left tackle or another big-time wide receiver? There's just so many different ways they could handle this offseason. But I just think adding Smith, and let's just say for the sake of this conversation, Thomas, he's competent, right? He's just average. Average is so much better than what they've had the last few years. I don't need to tell you or your listeners this. If they just had better coaching, they win a lot more than four games this past year and in previous years. I mean, it's become a running joke with the collapse of the Atlanta Falcons late in these games. So if they just have competent coaching, they probably are an 8-8 football team this past year. So I don't think they're that far away. Now you also have to consider the division has Tom Brady in it, who's going to be a year older. At some point, you would think he's not going to be able to throw 40 touchdowns in the season. Drew Brees is likely going to retire. We don't know what the Panthers are doing at quarterback. So that's a division that, to me, is open for the Falcons to make a run at as early as next season. Then you also factor in there's an extra playoff spot available in each conference with the addition of a playoff team with an extra wild card spot. So that alone, if the Falcons just improve and just don't blow games that they essentially have won, you know, they're going to be right in the mix to either be a wild card team or maybe contend for the division. So I don't think they're that far away at all from being back in the playoffs. If you told me a year from now Atlanta's in the playoffs, would I be surprised? I would say absolutely not.
Okay, you mentioned the J word back in that last answer. Of course, the J word here in Atlanta, Justin Fields. That has everybody on edge. And I'm telling you, there are probably, I would say, 85 to 90% of Falcon fans in Atlanta want Justin Fields at number four overall. I don't think he'll be there, first off, but you mentioned what would they do it for? Do you take Justin Fields? You take maybe a left tackle? Do you think Justin Fields is NFL ready today? Could he roll into Atlanta? Let's say they take him at number four overall and start week one. This is obviously, to me, a very far-fetched scenario because we both agree that Matt Ryan's going to be there as a starting quarterback next season. But let's just say they got rid of Matt Ryan. They drafted Justin Fields. How confident would you feel in Fields' ability to be a week one, day one starter in Atlanta if he's taking it 4 overall?
I can't say I'd be confident, but I will say this about any quarterback that's taken. You just never know. I think with the exception of Trevor Lawrence, who's obviously going to be, I think at the minimum, like his floor is probably what? Like an average starter? Like there's no way Trevor Lawrence is just a bust, right? So I throw him out of the equation. But go back over the last couple of years. You know, last year, Justin Herbert was the third quarterback taken. If we're doing a redraft right now, he might go number one, so you just never know. It's not like Justin Herbert lit it on fire at Oregon his senior season there. And then he comes to the NFL, and he clicks, and he has a phenomenal rookie season, maybe the best ever. So you just don't know. I think it comes down to coaching. I think it comes down to scheme, the players around him. If Justin Fields comes in and he lights the world on fire, would I be surprised? No, I wouldn't. I mean, 2 years ago, Justin Fields was considered to be neck and neck with Trevor Lawrence. This past year, he didn't play as well as he did, and Ohio State never really got into a rhythm and played enough games. But we saw what Fields could do when he had the opportunity to go up against Trevor Lawrence and Clemson. He played as well as any quarterback we've seen play in the last few years in that game. So I think there's, you know, just such a great unknown with how these guys translate to the NFL, especially right away. I mean, we've set the bar so high for these quarterbacks where Tua struggles in Miami, and we're already talking about should, you know, the Dolphins take a quarterback at 3, when a year ago it was a lock that Tua was going to be the first pick in the draft if he didn't get hurt. So it would not shock me one way or another how Fields transitions, at least early on. But if you're taking a guy that high, obviously the intention is you expect him to play at some point. And more times than not, you take someone that high, they're playing right away in their rookie season.
Talking to Jake Asmund right now, host Sports Map Radio, 9 to 11 a.m. I want to move over a little broad, big picture here. Get out of the Atlanta Falcons quickly because other teams are hiring head coaches. Urban Meyer officially named the head coach down there in Jacksonville, the number one overall pick, like over 10 draft picks. They got $70 million plus in cap space. It feels like Urban Meyer could take the Jaguars from worst to first in a heartbeat. Are you riding the Urban Meyer train all the way to the AFC South title? Like, how do you feel about Meyer going into an NFL head coaching gig? We know how great he was at Ohio State and Florida, but will it transition well with Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to go from worst to first. I think that would be just incredibly unfair expectations for a team that won one football game. I understand they have these picks, they have cap space, they have Trevor Lawrence, but you're also still talking about, you know, a coach in Urban Meyer that is going to have a transition process going from college, then retirement, then going to the NFL for the first time. So I do think, of course, Jacksonville has a chance to be really good over the next couple of years, but I kind of question the hire a bit. You know, I understand why they did it. Urban Meyer, huge name. The Jaguars are relevant for the first time in their existence. You know, they're going to get a ton of nationally televised games now with Lawrence and Urban Meyer. So I understand from a business standpoint, the fact they play games in London and try and, you know, make themselves an international brand. I get why they did it. I just think there were better options out there, safer options out there. You know, the Urban Meyer thing to me, it's very boom or bust. Either it really works and he's going to be a good coach and lead them to the playoffs and in title contention moving forward, or it blows up in spectacular fashion and he has to retire in a couple of years and he blames health reasons as to why he's stepping down. So I can't say I hate it because I do think it's an intriguing hire. I just think there were other guys available that probably would have made more sense for the situation they were in.
You mentioned earlier that Robert Saleh was one of your top two picks for the New York Jets, your favorite football team, alongside Arthur Smith. Saleh officially named the guy, fantastic defensive coordinator in San Francisco. All the players loved him. I mean, he was basically guaranteed to get one of the 6 or 7 openings in the National Football League. As a Jets fan, with everything that's gone on wrong, I should say, Adam Gase, Sam Darnold's development, Saleh does what really, really well that gets you excited for him in New York?
He's a leader of men, and he coaches the entire football team. I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, the other obvious thing is he's not Adam Gase, so he'll only go up from here, you know, if you're a fan of the New York Jets. But the reality is I've been so impressed with the job that Saleh has done over the last couple of years, but especially this past year. The fact that they still were a top-5 defense, despite the amount of injuries they suffered, it really was incredible. I mean, the Niners, it felt like they were in every single game, despite the obvious, you know, talent disparity and most of the games they played this year because of all those injuries. And I think the fact that you've heard, you know, his players speak out and just revere the guy. You know, the comments that Richard Sherman has made about Robert Saleh were eye-opening. And I also love the fact that, you know, Saleh's paid his dues. You know, this guy was a college tight end, so he's been on the offensive side of the ball. You know, this is someone that's been a quality control coach, the lowest of low in an organization, and worked himself into being, you know, the number one coaching candidate on the market. The fact that he's been under Pete Carroll and he's been under Kyle Shanahan, and the fact that he just seems to have a grasp of where the NFL is going. He seems to have a grasp of how to motivate players and how to connect with players. I think as a Jet fan, we finally have, you know, a coach that we could feel confident is the right guy moving forward. And nobody knows for sure how it will go, but I feel way better about him than I did 2 years ago when they announced they were hiring a failed coach from Miami in Adam Gase.
Okay, final question. Got about 30 seconds here. We'll make it quick. If you were a head coaching candidate in the NFL right now, and there are, what, 4 or 5 jobs that at the moment remain open, we'll include the Chargers, even though we're hearing Brian DeBoer could be a lock there, but let's say you got your choice right now between the Chargers opening, between the Eagles opening, between the Lions opening, and I think and the Texans opening. There you go. There are the 4. Where would you go right now?
It's tough because I think the Texans opening, even though they have Deshaun Watson, his unhappiness, Jack Easter being all over the organization, it makes it an unattractive job at the moment unless Nick Caserio could fix the relationships inside that building. So I would avoid the Texans. I would avoid the Eagles and their dysfunction. You know, the Chargers, I think, is clearly the most attractive job. You have a young quarterback that lit it up this year on a rookie contract. They have talent all over the football. You get to live in L.A. You know, I just think if you're Brian Daboll and you don't take the Chargers job, if it's offered to you, you're making a big mistake.
Jake Asman, host of The Jake Asman Show on Sports Map Radio every single day, 9 to 11 a.m. Jake, I appreciate you coming on. We'll get watching football this afternoon. We enjoy the rest of your day. That was, of course, Jake Asman on my radio show on Saturday. A great interview there. Look at, I think, a national perspective inside Atlanta and how non-Falcon fans and non-people who actually live in Georgia view not only the Falcons as an organization, the Falcons going forward in 2021, but, of course, the Arthur Smith hiring, which we're going to get into a lot more in detail here in the 7 o'clock hour. Appreciate, again, Jake coming on. Still 4 head coaching openings right now in the National Football League. We'll talk about each one of those coming up in our NFL Quick Hit segment in about 6 minutes. So, quick break. Go to the top of the hour. We'll come back, jump into NFL Quick Hits, and talk about not only the divisional round games that you saw yesterday and Saturday, but the remaining 4 head coach openings. Where would you want to be the head coach if you actually, you know, were about to make $10 million and be a head coach in the NFL? We'll discuss that next. Ready or Mock rolls on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.